Festin Bulbus.
Festin Bulbus.
That's it.
Okay, do it again.
I love those words.
Festin Bulbus.
That's right, the mascara snake. Festin Bulbus.
Bulbus also tapered.
Yeah, but you've got to wait until I say. Also, a tin teardrop.
Oh, Christ.
Again, beginning.
Festin Bulbus.
That's right, the mascara snake. Festin Bulbus. Also, a tin teardrop.
Bulbus also tapered.
That's right.
Pina, her little head clinking like a barrel of red velvet balls, full past noise. Treats filled her eyes, turning them yellow like enamel-coated tacks. Soft like butter, hard not to pour. Out enjoying the sun while sitting on a turned-on waffle iron. Smoke billowing up from between her legs made me vomit beautifully and crush a chandelier. Stomach and view her from a thousand different facets. Liquid red salt ran over crystals. I later band-aided the area side. Oh well, it was worth it. Pina pleased but sore from sitting, chose to stub her toe and view the white bulbs horribly large in the red pockets. I'm tired of playing baby, she exclaimed, and out of a blue felt box let escape one yellow butterfly the same size. Its droppings were tiny green phosphorus worms that moved in tuck and rolls and clacks and whispered in their confinement. Three little birds scotch taped windows several yards away, mouths opened to tugs that vibrated and lost saliva. Pina exclaimed, that's raspberries!
Floats